Chapter 5. A Terrible Journey. There was no time for rest in Skagway. There were too many letters to take to Dawson. But Buck and his team were too tired and weak for government work. Two men, Charles and Hal, wanted to travel to Dawson, and they needed dogs. They bought Buck and his team and took them to their camp. A pretty young woman waited there. This was Mercedes, Charles's wife and Hal's sister. Buck watched the two men and the woman, and he did not like them very much. Their camp was very untidy. Charles and Hal started to put all their things on the sled. Some people came and stood around the sled. They wanted to watch. "The dogs can't pull that sled with all those heavy things," said one man. "Of course they can," said Hal. "Go," he shouted. The dogs tried to pull the sled, but it did not move. "Go, you lazy animals," said Hal. He hit the dogs with a whip. "Go," he shouted again. "Those dogs are very tired," said another man. "They need to rest."
"No, they don't," said Hal.
"They're lazy." He hit the dogs with the whip again. "Look," said the man. "There's ice around the sled. You need to break the ice first, and then the dogs can pull the sled." Hal and Charles broke the ice, and the sled started to move. Boxes and bags fell off the sled and into the snow. Hal fell to the ground too. Now the sled was lighter, and the dogs ran quickly. The dogs ran on down the street. Everybody stopped to watch them and to laugh at the two stupid men. Some kind people caught the dogs and brought them back to Hal and Charles. "You don't need all those things," they said, "and you need more dogs." Hal and Charles bought 6 more dogs. Now they had 14. Buck was the number one dog in the team, but he was not happy. The new dogs were not strong, and the old dogs were tired. The three people were very lazy, and they could not learn how to work with sleds. The journey was terrible. Hal wanted the dogs to go faster and travel more miles. He hit them with his whip and his club. But every day the team started late, because the three people did not get up early. The dogs were hungry, because they had to work hard. And after a time, there was no more food. Charles bought some horse meat, but it was old and bad. Mercedes grew tired of walking and sat on top of the sled. She was heavy, and it was difficult for the dogs to pull her. But she did not get down. One of the dogs, Dub, had a bad pain in his leg and could not run very fast. Hal killed him, and some of the other dogs died because they did not have any food to eat. A few days later, Hal killed Billy too. Now there were only 5 dogs. It was beautiful spring weather. The sun was warm and the ice in the Yukon River started to break. But Hal and Charles did not understand ice. At a camp at White River, a man called John Thornton worked. Hal and Charles stopped to talk to him. The dogs fell to the ground and lay there, very tired and weak. "Don't try to cross the river," said John Thornton. "The ice is breaking, and it's very dangerous." But Hal and Charles did not want to listen to Thornton.
"We're going to Dawson," said Hal, "and we're going now."
He took his whip in his hand.
"Get up, Buck," he said.
But Buck did not move. Hal started hitting him, first with the whip, and then with a heavy club. Buck lay on the ground. He did not feel any pain. There was very little life in him.
"Stop hitting that dog," said Thornton, angrily.
He stood between Hal and Buck. Hal took out his knife, but Thornton hit it with an axe, and the knife fell to the ground. Then Thornton cut Buck out of his harness. A few minutes later, the team left the camp and started to cross the river. Buck stayed with Thornton and watched them. There was a loud noise and the ice broke. Hal, Charles, Mercedes, and the four dogs fell through the ice into the water. They never came up again.